So we celebrate today this glorious solemnity of the Annunciation. We recognize also, of course, that we celebrate the Incarnation, the day that our Lord was conceived in the womb of his Blessed Mother. And in so doing, we have to also remember that today we celebrate the greatest of all of Our Lady's feast days, greater indeed than Christmas, because on that day our Lord was born into the world. But this is the day when Our Lady's humility and Our Lady's charity allowed our Lord to come into the world. He came to rest in her womb for 9 months, to be able to grow just like any of us within our own mother's wombs. And that's something that we all need to really ponder, the absolute humility of God, but also the humility of our Blessed Lady. We might stop to think about it and say, well, you know, if an angel came to me and asked me to do this, well, of course I would do it. Really? First of all, they'd have to pick you up off the floor. But then secondly, you'd have to ask yourself, would I have the humility to actually say yes? Perhaps many of us would be more like Ahaz, who was anything but a pious individual. And yet when God says through the prophet Isaiah, ask for anything, ask for a sign, let it be as high as the sky or as deep as the netherworld, suddenly he becomes Mr. Pious and, oh no, no, I won't tempt the Lord. Oh no, I won't ask for a sign. Give me a break. But isn't that what most of us would do? If the angel actually came and asked us to do something, suddenly we become real pious. Oh no, I can't do that. Our Lady didn't do that. Our Lady didn't do that because of her humility. What God was asking her to do is the most exalted thing that any human person has ever done or will ever do. And it was because of her humility that she could say yes. Not because of her pride, because there was none. She's the most humble human person ever to walk the face of the earth. The only one with more humility than her was her son, and he's God. And again, you can see the absolute humility of God, that he would actually will to enter into the womb of a human woman and take a human nature. He is God. He is infinite. He is almighty. And yet, he became, in taking human flesh, at the beginning, microscopic. He fills the entire universe. And he became microscopic in the womb of Our Lady. And as he grew in Our Lady's womb, he took on human weakness. He's born as a baby. Completely weak. Here he is, the creator of the world, who becomes a creature. The one who holds everything in existence now is dependent on his mother for his own existence, that is, in his humanity. And so that humility of God that is reflected only in the humility of our Blessed Lady. Her humility, which allowed her to say yes to absolutely anything that God would ask. Anything. One could look at it, well, I guess it's the absolute truth even to look at it this way. She is, of course, the fulfillment of what was spoken of in the first reading. But if God was going to say, all right, you are a virgin who is going to conceive a child. Thanks be to God, she said yes. But if he would have simply said to her, I want you to live a hidden life of suffering and rejection, she would have said yes. But then that's exactly what she did. She lived a hidden life of suffering and rejection. And she was the mother of God. She did both. And so if we look at what it is that God had said to Ahaz, ask for anything as high as the sky or as deep as the netherworld, therein lies our Blessed Lady. Her humility is as deep can be, and her charity was as high as the sky. She lived both. She didn't look at herself as anything special. She certainly didn't brag about being the mother of God or look for any attention or think that somehow she was special for doing this. She did it purely out of love for God and out of love for the rest of us. One human person out of the entire history of humanity did it right. One. And thanks be to God, she's our mom. So that's pretty cool. But that also means, though, that like all of us, we learn from our moms. And so we need to learn from her. We need to learn from her to be able to say yes to anything that God asks. But we have to learn first to be humble. That's not exactly an American virtue. But it is a divine virtue. And it's one that all of us must have if we're going to be able to do the will of God. And so that's what we can learn from our Blessed Lady, to have the humility to say yes. We might like to dream about what it is that God would ask of us, and of course what we want is something exalted, and isn't this going to be wonderful, what God's going to do with me? If that's the idea we have, we're going to fall flat on our face. God can't do anything with us if we're in the way. He's got to get us out of the way so that he can work through us. So we need to be humble. Then God can do extraordinary things in us because we will actually allow it. We won't try to control it. Because if we already think that we know how something ought to be done, we basically tell God, just get out of the way. I'll handle this myself. If I need you, I'll let you know. We all know how well that works. It doesn't, but we keep doing it anyway. So we need to learn from Our Lady to say, be it done unto me according to thy word. God's way is perfect. However, God's way is not usually the way we would choose, sadly, because God's way leads to the cross. God's way leads to humility. And that doesn't come easily to us. And so we like the exalted stuff, which isn't what God's will is about. We think about Jesus being exalted above all else. Why? St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Philippians, because he became a slave and was obedient even to death on a cross. Therefore, he has been exalted above all things. Our Lady is the most exalted because she's the most humble. And because she's the most humble, therefore, she loved the most. She loves God more than everybody. Not just more than everybody, but St. Louis de Montfort tells us that she loves God more than all of the angels and saints combined. Only a mom can do that. But this isn't just an average mom. This is the most humble woman ever to live, which is why she can love so much. Obviously, we're not going to be able to love as much as Our Lady. We're not going to be able to be as humble as Our Blessed Lady. But at least we can strive for that humility. We can strive for that charity. Remember, you can't have one without the other. The height of your charity is equal to the depth of your humility. So if you want to love God more, you have to be more humble. And that is something that we kind of bristle at. But it's necessary. So a great opportunity for us as we look at the humility of Jesus. He is the second person of the Trinity, and he became one of us. Again, as I've often pointed out to people, ask yourself, if God were to say to you, look, the dogs need to be saved, would you be willing to become a dog? You know, bark and run around and do all that kind of stuff just for the sake of trying to save the dogs? Most of us would say, I don't think so. But Jesus is infinitely beyond us. He became one of us. We aren't willing to become something even a little bit less than, well, dogs aren't just a little less, but nonetheless, there is a finite difference between us and dogs. There's an infinite difference between us and God. And in his humility and in his love, he was willing to become one of us. That's the humility that we can strive for. We're made in his image and likeness. We're supposed to be humble and we're supposed to be charitable because that's who we're made to be. That's what we see in our Blessed Lady. And we notice the hiddenness in this as well. Our Lord is hidden in our Blessed Lady's womb. Our Lady is just hidden away in Nazareth. But even the sign, all the years it never dawned on me until just this last year, ask for a sign. Okay, I'll give you one. A sign that's absolutely impossible. A virgin is going to be with child. What an amazing sign. Who could have seen it? No one. How do you know? Only God would know that that's indeed what happened. And he revealed that to us so that we could say yes to something we cannot see, to something we cannot understand. There's a beautiful sign, a sign that is so profound that it is higher than the heights and lower than the depths. And yet it is so hidden that there is no way that we would ever be able to say, oh, look, there's a virgin with a baby. Isn't that amazing? How would we ever know that that was the fulfillment of the sign? Unless we were told. So the hiddenness, the sign is hidden. Our Lady is hidden. Our Lord is hidden. The divinity of our Lord is completely hidden. So if God is asking us to be humble and to be hidden, isn't that the way to go? It's not exactly, again, what our society tells us. We have to make a choice. Do we want to say yes to society? Do we want to say yes to God? Remember, Jesus talked about the society, and he said that there is someone who is the prince of this world. So it really comes down to, do you want to say yes to the prince of this world, or do you want to say yes to the Lord? That's the choice. Our Lady thankfully said yes to the Lord. And she's our mom. So she has taught us by her words and by her example the way that we are to be as well. Simple, hidden, humble, charitable, and willing, no matter what God asks of us, to say yes.